We're over a barrel. This is Geoff Parrish. The days of cheap gas prices are gone forever. That doesn't mean oil companies aren't getting rich off the trend of ever-increasing wholesale prices for oil in the past 2 years. They are. ExxonMobil posted record profits in the last quarter, and other big oil companies have followed suit. And at the pump, the wild fluctuation in prices follows neither rhyme nor reason. In May, prices in the Midwest were 50 cents a gallon cheaper than on the West Coast. Now they've caught up. Prices on the south side of Seattle can be up to 20 cents a gallon cheaper than on the north side. Diesel, which used to cost less than regular gas, now consistently costs more because the truckers and delivery drivers that rely on it can't cut back on their consumption no matter how pricey it gets. Blame George Bush, but even more so, blame China. China and India, the world's two most populous countries, are poised to surpass the United States in terms of total oil consumption, and when increased demand meets fixed or declining supply, prices rise. China, at present, has the world's most vibrant and successful economy, and a rapidly expanding middle class that wants to enjoy all the perks that the wealthy West has enjoyed for years. At the same time, George Bush's disastrous invasion of Iraq has effectively taken Iraq's oil production off the world market much of the time, and the sabotage from the insurgency has effectively crippled Iraq's oil exports. Globally, oil reserves are declining, with some experts claiming that the world's capacity to produce oil has already peaked. In the 21st century, oil will only get scarcer. In such a scenario, something's got to give, and the first thing has been the cost of oil, only recently breaking $50 a barrel, now approaching $70. At the pump, the ever-increasing cost of gas has had a ripple effect on America's economy. If ever there were a time to declare war on America's dependence on oil, now would be it. But the Bush-Cheney energy bill, just passed by the Republican Congress, resolutely ignored all this in favor of an exhaustive supply of price supports and perks for the oil and gas industries. While the rest of the developed world has been moving ahead with the development of new technologies for renewable energy, the United States' official energy policy is, basically, to enrich George Bush's oil patch friends, with predictable consequences for the environment, the economy, and the price at the pump. More ominously, the increased consumption of oil and gas by China, India, and other emerging economies simply isn't sustainable. The damage to the environment, including contributions to global warming, is tremendous. Beyond that, the supply simply isn't available. What is available is often in the hands of governments that are or can easily become at odds with Washington, the Islamic world, former Soviet republics, or Hugo Chavez's Venezuela. All of these countries have been busy cutting deals with Japan, China, Europe, and other consumers for long-term access to oil. United States foreign policy is essentially being held hostage to this sweepstakes. It's why, for example, Saudi Arabia can spawn bin Laden and most of the 9/11 hijackers, and Washington looks the other way. In the short term, it's hard to imagine that any other president would have fared much better, save the fiasco in Iraq and forestalling the steadily increasing costs of oil. But it is in the long term that 8 years of negligence by the Bush administration will prove to be terribly costly. The lack of action on climate change alone is simply criminal, but in general, America needs to reduce economic dependence on oil, period. Bush has moved in exactly the opposite direction, leaving oil companies with a free hand to rack up their record profits, leaving consumers at the pump pretty much powerless to do anything about it.
From KBCS for the Pacifica Network, this is Geoff Parrish.